Backseat Box Office, episode number 44 for the weekend of July 22nd through the 24th, 2011.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Andrew.
This is Jonathan.
And this is Red Stag.
Delicious, delicious Red Stag.
Wait, wait, wait. Wait for it. Wait for it. Let's see. There we go.
You're just doing that because I'm editing, aren't you?
Mostly.
You know, Andrew, what this means is last week it was me. This week it's Tony. You better bring the booze next week.
We can round robin it. Just week after week. So we have one entertaining, belligerent one.
You weren't drinking last week when you were doing that, so I don't know what happened there.
I see what you did there.
Spin the liver donation wheel.
Best 20-minute Winnie the Pooh discussion I've heard anywhere all week.
Oh, man. What I really loved is as I'm editing, I get to the point where Jonathan emphatically says, I am not, screw it, I am not going to argue about this with you anymore.
I tried, the argument, and I tried.
Literally lasted for five more minutes by the timestamp, and that was after me. That was after I cut out pauses, breaks, ums, and uhs.
I tried to end that argument.
Wait, no.
Andrew just kept coming at me, and I'm like, "What?" Ah! And
I know why now. You're trying to end it so desperately. I think
it turned out really badly for me.
That's true.
That's all right. Look, everybody at one time or another gets that sentimental pick. You know that
hey, you got like, it.
There's just that moment where you're like, "This is something from my childhood, and it can't go wrong." And then it goes horribly, horribly wrong.
Hey, so, speaking of which, isn't the new Relativity film coming in a couple weeks?
Oh, isn't there one? What is it?
Yep. Jonathan said there's one a couple weeks.
Oh, this is true.
Labor Day weekend, he said.
Oh, crap.
Oh, that's right. Just as we start the new leaderboard.
Just as we end.
Just to screw us over on this one. I don't
just to end it. Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah, and just as a reminder for anyone who might be new to the show, we do a leaderboard. You can go to backseatproducers.com/BSBO scoring, or is BSBO dash scoring? Anyway, go to backseatproducers.com and click
there's a little link.
BSBO link, BSBO scoring link up at the title. And well, it'll take you like, to the scoring page of the leaderboard and the rules to explain the
like
point system.
It's like we don't intend this show to be entirely a giant one inside joke.
Hey.
Yeah, that's true. We don't usually say things.
I'm getting hardly you know, ever I'm getting professional about. Now because I'm drinking. That's when it's game on. It is professional podcasting time. The whiskey is out. It's time to get serious. Serious night. Business.
Shark Night 3D, by the way.
Oh, that's right. How could we forget the Shark Night conversation?
Shark Night 3D is the last.
We vowed not to talk about it because we were giving away your trade secrets.
No.
I might have let that slip in editing. Sorry. My bad.
That was awesome. I still say gold with that property, by the way.
Jeff Bailey, if you're still in the chat room, call us. I mean, he did get that job at Relativity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what his Twitter said.
Relativity Online, too.
I would take that call.
Look at that.
Anyway.
Look at that. The chat room pulls through. It is backseatproducers.com/BSBO-recording. I'm sorry, scoring.
Scoring.
That may be the chat side effect of professionalism.
Through.
But professionalism, I mean whiskey.
And I mean, if you want to catch up on these inside jokes, just go back 44 episodes, start with episode one, just work your way forward.
It's not that much. Sure, it'll be great listening to us talk about
movies that came out.
The King's Speech.
For a day and a half straight through, don't sleep. It's like a Harry Potter marathon. Just muscle through it.
It only gets better with time.
That is true.
Now, did either of you guys see Harry Potter this weekend?
I did
as well.
Yeah, no.
No, Jonathan.
No. Jonathan.
Did you see Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, no. Part of that was just I thought about it. I seriously thought about it. I'm like, I'm gonna go see Winnie the Pooh. And I realized, wait a minute. Everybody else on the planet is going to go see Harry Potter. So it's going to be like moms and their 3-year-olds and then me. And I might as well just wear a trench coat into the theater because I'm going to look like the biggest pedophile.
Excuse me, there's a pedophile with very large hands in row 4.
And there was a slim opportunity to go. We went over to my mother-in-law's on Saturday, and I was like, well, I could take my nephew, and then it would be less creepy. But there was, like, other stuff going on, and it didn't work out, so.
That's when you get that, excuse me, there's a pedophile with a young child. I think he's kidnapped in our theater.
A comment from the chat room. Aren't large hands a detriment to pedophiles?
It depends on what your stated intent is when you, well, anyway.
So apparently, Backseat Producers tonight was very rapey, and Backseat Box Office tonight is going to be very pedo. Setting the stage early.
Fantastic.
I mean, really, BSP, isn't it always a little bit rapey?
It was a lot rapey tonight because we talked about the girl with the dragon tattoo, which there,
oh, yeah.
That is a very rapey movie.
Now, I'm confused because I know I've seen The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo on Netflix.
Yes.
Yep.
But then I went to the theater and I saw X-Men, and before X-Men there was a trailer for...
This is correct.
The Girl with the Dragon... I'm confused.
One has subtitles, one does not.
Yeah, the original book was written in Swedish. The original film was made in Swedish.
Swedish?
Yes.
Okay.
And the current movie you saw advertised was the English version, the English language version of the movie that they're making from scratch.
And all three are based on a series of 3 books by this Swedish author.
Stieg Larsson, is that his name?
Who died before his books became crazy successful.
Those are the best kind.
Well, it's a modern day composer right there. You know, he dies and suddenly, you know, his books catch fire. And there's movies, and then there's American remakes of the movies.
And freaking Daryl last week on the podcast is, oh yeah, they're on Netflix. Oh really, Daryl? Are those in English? Because I know those are foreign films. Oh yeah, they're dubbed into English.
No.
So 11 o'clock last night, I'm a little bit tired, but I'm like, oh, I can do this. It's a 2.5-hour long movie, but you know what? 2 o'clock's normally my bedtime. I'm a little bit tired, but I can... You know, it's an English language movie, so I can do some stuff on the website. I can do a few other things. No. Start watching this movie, and it's in Swedish with English subtitles. I'm like, oh,
yep.
I cannot read a movie at 11 o'clock at night. What the hell? So fortunately, this movie is at Redbox. So nice. I got the DVD I paid my dollar. So that I can watch it with English dubs.
Oh, so the DVD version actually does have the English dub?
Yes, it does. The DVD does, but the Instaflix version does not. It is subtitled.
Hmm. Yeah, Uri is a huge fan of the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
The movie was good. It is a good movie. There is some disturbing stuff in it, but it's a good flick.
I hear there's a lot of umlauts.
That might be true. Though, unfortunately, no Queensryche. That's just disappointing.
Well, you know what wasn't disappointing this weekend? Freaking Harry Potter.
The box office results for Harry Potter. Let's be clear about that.
Well, before we talk about box office, why don't you tell me why you're disappointed in the movie, Tony? Because you obviously are.
This is going to be a preview of next week's Backseat Producers. Because we are talking about
this next week on the Backseat Producers.
Harry Potter.
Oh.
Yeah,
but in 2 weeks they're doing Dr. Horrible.
But in 2 weeks we're doing Dr. Horrible, so it's all right.
It's not like I show up to these recordings.
That's true. It suffered the same problem that the book did, in that it has to wrap up so many stories that certain things get truncated, and even truncated from the book versions. Like, there were a few scenes that was like, please just do these few scenes right, and they didn't pull the trigger completely on them. At least one of them. One of the scenes, it was like, yeah, that one was all right. The other one was a little weak. And I, you know, there was some discussion about it. I want to say it was in Funny Books.
Probably. We did talk about it.
Yeah, you guys talked about it. And there were certain things that were just glossed over so much that this movie really required intimate knowledge of the books or having just watched all of the movies. Because there were characters that were second tier characters in like the fourth movie that their names only come up in passing after we see them dead. It's like they are dead on the ground, and it's like, who are they again? And then later on in the movie, it's like, we're not going to make so-and-so and so-and-so's death in vain. And I was like, oh, that's right. That's who that was. So, and they did the same thing with these characters kind of throughout. They just marginalized their story so much that it was like, why even include them at this point? Other than fan service, because there were things that had been so marginalized and so pushed to the side that, I don't know, it just felt like they made some odd choices when it came to the things they were going to show on screen and the things that they were going to let happen in the background. And what I'm kind of hoping for is there's like a 3-hour cut of this movie that's going to come out on the DVD, because it really honestly felt like, hey, there's this major death that happened. We didn't see it. There's supposed to be a revenge for that death that happens later in the movie, and that's not how the scene plays out. So, I don't know. It's just kind of odd. But it was good. I mean, it was an entertaining 2 hours. It really was an entertaining 2 hours. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it wasn't.
I concede your points. I mean, there's just no way for them to take the whole book and put it in, but they really, especially, they've kind of done it since about the third or fourth movie on, but they really heavily leaned on the viewer having a pretty solid knowledge of the book to them really grasp everything that's going on the screen. Even though I didn't have, they didn't really dive into it, didn't bug me very much. So it was fun. It was entertaining. A lot of neat special effects. I love the freaking Centurions, the stone golem.
That was cool. Those guys were, that was awesome.
So, I mean, the effects were very well done, but yeah, plot-wise, it was pretty meh, especially kind of the ending scene.
The epilogue?
The epilogue.
I thought the epilogue was actually done, I didn't like the fact that they felt the need to do an epilogue.
I think they did an epilogue in the movie because they did an epilogue in the freaking book.
Well, it was in the book, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. It would have been disappointing
for
them.
I think that's why they felt like they had to do it.
Right. I didn't care for the fact that there was an epilogue in the book. But I thought the epilogue in the movie did the fact that they felt compelled to do an epilogue justice, if that makes sense.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of felt like I was slipping into a diabetic coma. It was that saccharine.
It was actually. It really was.
Goofy, sweet, like.
What? And that's exactly what it was in the book too. Well, it kind of served a dual purpose. It was that and basically slapping down the gauntlet and saying, I am done with these characters. They are now middle-aged. Get over it. I have established that with that 19 years later tag, that this person is now in their mid to late 30s. Done.
Yep.
They might as well be dead.
I gotta say, Emma Watson, kind of hot.
Kind of hot.
I mean, way too young, but kind of hot.
So, I don't know about that way too young thing.
I mean, legally speaking, no. For my own particular taste.
Oh, wow. Hey, so during the epilogue, though? I mean, come on.
They didn't age her that well. They just gave her that kind of bouffant hair and like, yeah, she's old. That's it. All right. Well, let's talk about box office. I mean, that's what we're here to talk about. Who cares about plot and the quality?
Theoretically.
Let's talk about how much money they made.
Shit tons.
Metric shit tons, I think.
Oh, my God. This movie broke some serious records.
So, Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows, Part 2, open, debuted, number one, hands down, crushed everything else. It was responsible for a little over 50% of the weekend's box office by itself, with $169.1 million domestically in 4,375 theaters.
It made more by itself than the top 12 did in the previous week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the total gross for the top 12 films jumped like 75%.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Mainly because of this movie.
Absolutely crazy.
Total worldwide opening so far. This isn't the opening. This is to date. They've made $592 million worldwide so far.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yep.
Yep. It made lots and lots of money.
Do we have any stats on this? Would have required forethought and research, but does anybody know what the fastest movie to a billion has been?
I want to say maybe Avatar, or maybe on Stranger Tides, depending on if you're talking about worldwide market.
I think we'd have to be talking about worldwide.
Yeah, it might be on Stranger Tides.
Because I think domestically, I think Avatar only hit 700 million domestically.
Avatar.
I think Avatar. But if you talk worldwide, I'm sure.
Well, worldwide, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We got to be talking about worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide it made 2 billion. Is that right? It's
something about that, yeah.
So it broke, over the course of the weekend, it broke the single day record. It broke the single 3-day weekend record. It did beat the Dark Knight's record. And I believe I predicted around 175, and it made 169.
I think we all predicted it was going to beat the Dark Knight's record.
Well, we predicted it was going to beat the Dark Knight's record, but I think I said 175. I'm just saying.
I think I said 160.
Then I was closer.
I think I said above 160.
Yeah.
I think,
but I did not go above 170, so I think I win.
So, I don't know.
Closest without going over, Bob Barker is talking.
Bob Barker.
Bob rules. Barker, after he grabs somebody's ass, says. All right.
So Transformers came at number two with a pitiful, by comparison, 21.3 million. Horrible Bosses dropped to number three with 17.7 million. Zookeeper, number four, 12.3 million. Cars 2 at number 5 with 8.4 million. Number 6, Winnie the Pooh, 7.8 million. And I think that covers all of our picks from last week.
It does. It does.
I'm just saying.
With such glee.
Now, to be fair, if memory serves, wasn't Winnie the Pooh number 5 on After Friday's estimates? Am I remembering?
It was not.
It was not.
No, it was number 6, and they are actually closer to each other with the estimates.
Yeah, they were only like $100,000 apart on Friday, and then after the weekend estimates, they were $300,000 apart. Then after the actuals came in, they separated even farther.
They're about $550,000 apart after the actuals came in.
It was never pretty.
No, it just kept looking worse and worse.
It never went.
To be fair, I did hold out hope and not publish any results until the actuals came in. Because I had my fingers crossed. I was like, come on, Pooh, you can do it.
Screw him out of
make sure, yeah, him make out sure of Andrew 20. Doesn't get a 25. Alas, it was not to be.
So, I think, as Tony just said, I got a 25.
Yes.
Tony, how'd you do?
I got a 22. Because I had Winnie the Pooh at number 4 and Zookeeper at number 5.
Jonathan, it's your turn.
Huh? What? Sorry. Were we talking about something?
Talking about our results.
Oh.
Jonathan decides to pull out the silence.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. What were we talking about? I think I have a bad reaction to something.
It's like he passes out for half.
I hear we're talking about, and then my brain blanks out. Like, like it's
the whiskey killed those brain cells last week.
I think it's trying to shield me from a painful reality. Yeah, no, I had a 20.
Yes,
if I remember right.
Yes,
correct.
Because yeah, I might have let my childhood intrude on my logic centers. Plus the whiskey. I mean,
now
I did. In my defense, I did see that it was an hour long and rechecked how many theaters it was in. It was like, I pretty much knew I was screwed when I made the picks last week. But after 20 minutes of arguing about, you know, Winnie the Pooh, couldn't really back down after last week.
You'd kind of back yourself into a corner.
Yeah, I mean, there comes a point where if you're going to bite the bullet, bite hard.
That's fair.
I think Pooh-ocalypse 2011 got a lot of good feedback, though. I'm just saying.
Yes, it actually did. People enjoyed the discussion. One of the things I found interesting, once I like tabulated all the picks for the week from everyone had, in the same order, Harry Potter, Transformers, Horrible Bosses, and Zookeeper. The only difference for everyone's picks across the board was the placement of Winnie the Pooh. Wow. Seriously, Andrew and Sergio did not have Winnie the Pooh on their list, so they had Cars, so they got 25s. Everyone else either had Winnie the Pooh in fifth, in fourth and third, and there was one actually that had it in second. But everything else was just shifted around the fact that Winnie the Pooh was that one placeholder that was out of place, and everything else was in order.
Well, that's one of those situations where there's such a difference between those four.
Yeah, those four were going to be in that order.
There was no
kind of unavoidable.
Change. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you're not going to see any of them flop. You're not going to see Horrible Bosses do better than Transformers. You're not going to see it do worse than Zookeeper. So it's like, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, last week was all about the poo and where it was going to end up.
Yeah, I think William Paul calls it the who was the true wild card. We've talked a lot about wild cards in the past, but this week, Winnie the Pooh was really good.
Winnie the Pooh definitely was the wild card this week.
Yep.
As a benefit, I don't have to give my picks first. So.
That's true.
I'm going to skip ahead just for a second. You know, last week it was
Pooh
all about
the
Winnie
Kingmaker.
The Pooh. What?
Pooh is the Kingmaker.
Now, last week was all about Winnie the Pooh, where he's going to end up. This week, I've had my abacus out. I've been doing some sums.
Wow.
I consulted a tarot reader, Madame Zelda, you know, that lady, nice lady on the phone.
Yeah.
Because Captain America is coming out. And I think the big question this week, what's going to be number one? Is Harry Potter going to hold on to it, or is Captain America going to unseat it?
That's a good question. It really is a good question.
And I got to tell you, to me, it could go either way. It looks like a dead heat, honestly, between the two of them.
Yeah.
You know, with the huge amount of people who went to see Harry Potter, I honestly think Harry Potter is going to drop about 50%.
If not more.
Which is going to leave it right in that 80 to 90 million range.
Yeah.
And I think Captain America is going to make right around 80 to 90 million.
Really? You think it's going to make that much?
Yeah, I mean, Thor came out at, what, 69? I expect Captain America to do a bit better than Thor.
That's true.
I mean, I know Green Lantern did not do super well on its opening weekend, but I have a feeling Captain America is going to be, you know, kind of dovetailing this whole Avengers franchise they're trying to build. I think it'll probably hit 80 million.
You know, one interesting question that I just thought of, how many people go to Comic-Con? Because those people are likely not going to be going to the movies this weekend when Captain America comes out. How wise was it to drop a movie like that on Comic-Con weekend?
Well, but don't you think there's going to be
that many people going? And I'll bet they will. I will bet that they will make a trip of it and just buy out the theater.
There's actually, I actually saw the headline of an article that I did not read any farther than the headline, that Captain America is opening at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they have special showings.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
It's like there's a theater in Indianapolis that will just play Firefly and Star Trek and that kind of thing during Gen Con.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that it's a great time for people to just, you know, get together with all their nerd buddies. And I mean, it's one thing when you're in a city and you can get 5 to 10 of your friends to go watch the movie. It's another when you're at a convention and can get everyone there to go see a movie, and everyone in the theater is
rabid,
hardcore nerd.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I wouldn't be surprised if they'll go see it. But I mean, even with the number of people that go to Comic-Con, I can't imagine that's really going to make a nationwide dent in it, even if none of them go see it, you know.
One of the interesting things that Adam brought up on a recent episode of the podcast is because a discussion was brought up about, do you see movies opening weekend? And some people were like, oh no, why would I want to be with that crush of people going to see a movie opening weekend? And the point he made was, the people that go to see a movie, especially a geeky movie, opening weekend, are some of the most engaged, focused, considerate audiences there are. Even when there's a packed house, people aren't jacking around with their cell phones. They're not, you know, just generally being disruptive. They're not getting up every 5 minutes to go do whatever outside of the theater. They're focused. They want to be there, and they're just generally there to enjoy the film and make sure that their enjoyment of the film is complete.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything to add to that. Well said, Tony. Well said.
Professionalism.
Now that you're drinking, you are locked in.
Professionalism.
Wait for you to spark up a cigarette.
Cigar.
That doesn't. Cigar. Neither one of those happens.
So, so Captain America.
I'll gnaw on my pencil.
What else can we say about it? If you don't know anything about it, you've been living in some sort of cave, and I don't know.
I'm excited to see it. Unfortunately, I don't know if I'll be able to see it this weekend because of other obligations, but I am excited to see this movie.
Oh, bam. That puts it down to, like, number 3 on my
You know, I mean, this is the out of the 4 superhero movies this summer, this was the one I'm most excited about. So I will be there Friday night with my Captain America mask on, my shield.
Not Thursday? You're not going to the midnight showing?
Probably not.
24 hours from now?
Probably not. I'll probably do it on Friday. Barring any sort of work calamity.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? We're not gaming on Sunday. I just might go see it Sunday.
There you go. Bang.
Booyah.
But there's one other movie coming out this weekend.
There is.
Featuring Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis in Friends with Benefits.
You know.
Yeah. Now, that's the real question, is how is Harry Potter going to, you know, not fall to this movie?
Yeah. You know what? I like Justin Timberlake, and I like Mila Kunis, and I will go see this movie. Everything I've seen about this movie, it looks like it's fun, and it looks like it doesn't take itself all that seriously. Much like Justin Timberlake has done with his career lately, and that's awesome.
From what I had read about this movie, I had no interest in. And then I saw the trailer on Monday, mm-hmm. and I saw the trailer, and despite myself, I was like, okay, this actually looks pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, at first I was like, this looks rough. And then I started seeing more and more about it. It's like, yeah, this could work. This could be pretty good.
Yeah, I have a feeling that the wife and I will be seeing it sometime in the next couple weeks.
Jonathan, you seeing anything this weekend? Pooh, maybe?
Probably not. let's just face facts. I am a non-movie watcher on a movie podcast. I don't know how this happened.
Yes, that's bull. That's bogus. You used to religiously watch movies every week because we told you to. Not because we really told you to, but it was because that was what we were talking about that week on Pixie Producers.
That's because I'm a podcast listener and I want to participate in the podcast, and thus I had to watch the movies.
That's
You'll
fair.
Notice I can't, for various scheduling reasons, I can't be part of the live cast, and so I don't watch the movies anymore.
Yeah.
Well, those were also movies that were all on DVD and Instaflix, and they weren't actual, like, you know, going to a theater to see it that day.
I mean, it's not that I don't like movies. It's just, I don't know, I feel like, this probably isn't the time, but it's
no,
just
go ahead.
With way of the game, it's like, I feel like I have to play video games. It's hit a point where I'm no longer doing it because I want to. It's because, like, I need to, like, oh shit, Monday's coming and I haven't played anything new. Let me bust out something new to talk about. So it gets kind of bad in that regard.
Well, I'm gonna flip my reference text here to page 32 for abusive relationships. Hold on. Jonathan in his video game. You know, they used to be a, you know, coexisting, happy, supportive relationship. Now it's just slamming him around.
He's getting
raped by a joystick.
Yeah, between the joystick up the ass, I'm just gonna leave it there.
Where are you gonna go from there? Seriously.
I don't know. I was like, wow. Once I hit that,
you can't top that.
Yeah, I tossed out the "I'll let your imagination carry it from here."
Yeah, no,
and
no,
you
no,
just
no.
full out
no, no, no.
destroyed the illusion.
No. You know that anybody remember the NES Advantage?
Nope.
It was a controller for the original Nintendo system. And it was like, you know, fight sticks nowadays.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was like a fight stick for the NES.
And it had that little ball
turbo
thing.
And it had giant buttons, and it took up like the size of a dinner table.
Yep, I remember that one.
Huge
knob.
Red knob. I sit on that every time I sit down to play video games.
This is a crazy idea. Maybe move that off the chair that you sit in. Maybe put that over to the side. Somewhere.
No. I didn't put it there. It just shows up.
Did Alex put it there?
my vote's on our lady friend Sam.
Oh, you never turn your back on our lady friend Sam. So picks, unless there's anything else.
No, and the picks this week are on you.
Yeah, I just want to make sure before I jumped in.
No, go for it.
I don't have any other miscellaneous to get through.
No, I'm done talking about red knobs off my rectum.
Good for you. I support this decision.
See, look, like I said, I don't have to drink to be vulgar.
See, what's awesome is, and now you guys in the chat room can experience this. What's awesome is to go back and listen to the episodes after Andrew edits them, because we all know that I edit very... lightly.
Get the light touch.
But Andrew's edits actually, like, they tighten everything up, and like it just hits really fast. So it's always fun to go back and listen to and see just how much this discussion makes it into the final cut.
Not too much. You know, that one, I can't remember exactly how I did it last time, but yeah, I did cut a bit and stuck it at the end just because it was funny.
Well,
but.
It was because we had that tone change in the recording that is not evident at all in the final copy. That was awesome. Yeah. That was very cool.
It's like, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. So
I'm just kissing your ass so you will keep editing every other week, just so we're clear on this.
I accept this.
Professionalism.
So, you know, William Paul, as I see on my Twitters here, has made his decision. He seems to think that Captain America is going to come in number one. It's going to beat Harry Potter. And I think that's a valid choice. I think I can see that happening easily, but I did not go that way. I put Harry Potter 7 Part 2 whatever at number one. It's, like I said, I think it's a total crapshoot. I think either of these could be number one.
This is unfortunately not a week where we're going to fix your number one pick for you.
No. You are whatever you pick, you are stuck with it. Just deal.
Yep. I put Captain America at number two. obviously. Mm-hmm. But Friends with Benefits at number three, because, it's trading pretty well in HSX. I kind of like the look of it, the cut of its jib. Really, to beat Transformers, it's only going to make more than $10 million. I think it can do that.
Yeah.
Friends with Benefits at number three, Transformers at number four, and then Horrible Bosses at number five. Even those could flip. They're only $4 million apart. And Transformers has been falling at a much quicker pace than Horrible Bosses has. So
yes.
It's almost like we're back in March or something talking about movies, or even even February.
That's true.
It could go either way.
Yep. You know what? I agree that it could go either way, and I agree completely with your picks. For the record, I have written Harry Potter down at number one, Captain America at number two, Friends with Benefits at number three, Transformers Dark of the Moon at number four, and Horrible Bosses at number five. Of course, I didn't write those things down. Mostly, it was just initials.
You mean like HP7-2CAFWB?
No, I just wrote Harry Potter for the first one, and then I realized, man, that is way too much writing by hand. So I wrote Cap for number two. Capital F, lowercase w, uppercase B for Friends with Benefits. T3 for Transformers. And HB for Horrible Bosses.
You know, if I had wrote in T3, I think I would have accidentally said Terminator 3.
You don't know how many times I have had to edit myself, or literally edit Backseat Box Office result shows, because I've used T3 as the shortcut for everyone's picks. And then it would be like Terminator, Transformers.
That would have been hilarious. Why did you change it?
I may have left a few of them in there just because I didn't censor myself in such a way to give myself a good edit point. That's Andrew knows what I'm talking about, because he actually also edits podcasts.
Well, you know, I was at this point where, you know, over the weeks and months, I was like, you know, Tony has a habit of repeating himself. I realized, now I know why he does it. So I can just cut this first part out, and the rest of it still makes sense.
Yes, it makes me sound a whole lot more intelligent. Editing, the magic of editing is it adds IQ. It adds to your IQ.
Absolutely. I mean, it takes us from being the like cavemen in the cave with the sticks and the charcoal drawings on the walls to like, I don't know, three dudes in smoking jackets sitting around sipping brandy and smoking cigars.
Yes.
Jonathan. I'm not even sure what's going on here anymore.
Third Eagle of the Apocalypse.
Eighth Cheeto of the Ragnarok.
Guy did the sound.
Dude, rawr.
Do you guys ever watch Web Soup?
I don't know, but that was a sexy cheetah.
Yeah. I'm a snake.
Oh, I'm a honey badger.
Honey badgers don't care.
Oh,
God, I love that.
Jonathan, I think it's your turn to make some picks.
I'm just. Like you last week, I'm just waiting.
I might loop Honey Badger at this point of the recording, but go ahead, John.
I think the sexy cheetah was for the lady friend, Sam. Well played, William.
Getting ready for Gen Con.
He's not coming to Gen Con.
It's coming to Archon.
I gotta wait for Archon. But I mean, that makes it better, I think.
You gotta wait for
waiting
it.
Waiting makes it better.
Waiting for it and then getting it at Archon. Sausage Fest.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, because if you've got to get it anywhere.
Get it in Sausage Fest.
Get it in Sausage Fest.
That should be a slogan on the t-shirt.
I'm in.
make a note of that, Tony.
If you're going to get it anywhere, get it at Sausage Fest.
Sausage Fest. That is a t-shirt
that is,
slogan.
Right? That is, and the whole thing. I got to write that down.
If you got to get the
Because I have drank
thing,
enough that I will
sausage
forget.
Fest.
And I'm not editing.
The whole thing.
See, I've drank enough that I'll forget, and I'm not editing, so I won't remember to write it down after the fact.
Write it down now, man.
I'm doing it.
Get a Sharpie. Your arm is right there.
I'm not doing that. I am not that drunk. And I do have to go to work tomorrow.
Long sleeves.
Have you been outside recently?
Yeah, that hasn't stopped me. But yeah, it's like 103 here today.
Yeah,
we just got William Paul interested in Archon. Dude, realistically, Archon is kind of a small.
It's a party con.
Not terribly great sci-fi convention.
Yep.
Sausage Fest makes it all worthwhile.
And yes.
The pre-party for Sausage Fest, as will likely happen this year, as happened last year.
And by pre-party, you mean is, Friday night.
Yeah, also is awesome. So.
Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening. So, Jonathan, how about those picks, big guy?
Is it time now? It's
time.
Allowed? Okay.
It's time. You know, the funny thing is after I cut this, literally that'll be like 2 seconds after we say, you know, it gets to you. It'll go, yeah. Anyway, go on.
Literally.
Literally.
I'll be timing it.
I will literally explode if you don't make your picks.
All right, so
Wait, Jonathan. Are you sure you're ready?
Harry Potter, I have at number one. I think it's a juggernaut, and I think it's going to be, it's possible. I think it's going to be rough for Captain America to overcome it, especially with some less than stellar superhero movies lately. Captain America could pull it out later, but I think for right now, Harry Potter's going to keep the number one spot.
You know, he could pull it out later, or he could just jam it in farther.
You know, that is an option. There is harder and faster is always a good route. Anyway, so Harry Potter number one, Captain America, although I did just write Cap. Friends W, I assume that means Timberlake, at number three. Horrible Bosses, I think, is actually going to overtake Transformers.
Whoa!
I know. I'm going there.
Getting out on that ledge.
Yep. I am fucking over the 770, the 225 this week.
Hey, you know what that means? We just get the inch closer to you.
That's all right. Even after my terrible week, I'm still fairly good ahead, fairly far ahead of you two, so I'm okay with it.
I don't know.
2400.
Getting close.
Whatever. Anyway.
I think you're only 1400 in front of Tony.
That's like a quarter of a point. Whatever. Doesn't matter. And then Transformers, I have a number five.
All right. Well done.
Thank you for that concise and accurate report of your picks, John.
You are welcome. I am... Can we happy to help out.
Here's a suggestion on the edit. Can we have a countdown of the number of times he starts?
It's going to be like last week. I mean, what we need is Andrew to be like, all right, he asked if he could start here, and then he actually started here.
That's right. And
I think we need to place a side bet on whether or not that's longer than...
How long it actually
then took? How long it took for picks. The argument of last week?
I'm pretty sure the argument was longer.
That argument was long.
I don't know. We have all I know is we have the times, and so I think we need the same times, and then we can see.
I will check. Watch your Twitters tomorrow night.
Like
the bat signal. Keep an eye on the Twitters. Any closing thoughts?
No, I'm good.
Jonathan,
buy my ebook short story.
Listen to the game.
Oh, look at that! He said jinx. So Jonathan, you owe him a kiss.
My podcast when you have your own. I mean,
I'm a giver, man.
We say listen to the way to Way of the Game because it's not out yet, and it might be by the time this is released.
It will be. It'll be if you two jackasses ever stop talking.
Why would we want to do that?
I don't know.
And listen to Funny Books with Aaron Pauly. www.ideologymadness.com. Ding!
Oh, and Backseat Reality, and Backseat Quickies, and Backseat Box Office's Results Show, and Backseat Producers. We are going to record Banksy Producers 200 at Archon, by the way.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be.
All right. Well, from us here at Backseat Box Office, that'll do.
If can't be good, be safe. Aw, yeah.
Oh my God, it's the Backseat Producers. Slow down.